Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Good evening and good morning across country and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell, part of Sports Overnight America. As we talk the world of sports, coming to you from Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, home of the Kansas City Chiefs pregame show, 11 o'clock for a 3:30 Saturday start against the Jacksonville Jaguars at Arrowhead in Kansas City. Lots to get to on this Thursday into a Friday edition. We're also presented by Randy Byrne and the folks at Vanguard Utility Partners, seven state footprint across the Midwest. Vanguard Utility Partners. All right, couple, we'll run through the headlines real quick. Dom's download coming up in segment two. Then we'll race around television. We, you know, of course, we saw that CW deal that, you know, that combined CBS Warner deal called CW with Live Golf. You know, we'll do a little tube talk, a little streaming talk late in the show and run down the a really great night in sports, too. Double dip on the NBA. I hung with Lakers Sacramento last night. Entertaining game. And, you know, being here in the Midwest in Iowa, I'll start right there. Sacramento, folks, this is a resurgent franchise right now. Sacramento Kings. De'Aaron Fox, outstanding. The two Iowa guys, Harrison Barnes, really starting to come on of late. And the rookie out of Iowa, Keegan Murray. Sacramento, this is a team. They're entertaining. And Coach Brown, Mike Brown's done a hell of a job. Of course, longtime Golden State, been, you know, with Cleveland, been around the league as a bench boss and also as a top assistant. Sacramento, a nice story. So we'll delve into that. Dom's download coming up, too. We'll look for upsets coming up in the weekend. I got one. I got one. An NFC East team. It's going to be up and down, topsy-turvy weekend for the NFC East. We'll see what Dom comes up with his download. Double-dip NBA tonight, Golden State, Boston. Then you get Brooklyn, Phoenix. We'll keep an eye on those as we go into the night. And then Byron Leftwich, a scapegoat. I mean, Todd Bowles should be fired in Tampa. He's a horrible head coach. He has struck out everywhere he's been. A disaster. Leftwich gets the boot. No surprise there. Brady up in the air. Lamar. The talk in Baltimore. Dennis Eckersley's daughter. I'm going to delve into that a little bit. Very disturbing story in the Boston Globe. And David Crosby of the Birds. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Dead at 81. We got a lot to get to with sports and pop culture here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Also, Mike Bray is going to retire at the end of the year. Notre Dame basketball as we finish up on the headlines. Back here after a little break here on Calling All Sports into the night. Muggsy's Sports Radio is where we're coming to you live, and it's going to be a great weekend. It really is. Got NFL playoff action, double dip Saturday, double dip Sunday, lots to get to. And so the pregame show starts at 11 both days. You got a 3:30 start, then you've got, a situation where you got a Sunday night game too with Dallas and San Francisco. Dom's download coming up next segment, but let's just go around it. We'll do some of the Sacramento stuff. We talk about it. You got Golden State, Boston tonight, Phoenix and Brooklyn. So it's not a horrible NBA Thursday, the TNT game. So away we go. We'll start with, real quick on Byron Leftwich. And we'll save most of the NFL talk for Dom's download in the, possible upset special. But listen, Byron Leftwich, there's a problem. There's disconnect. But, the fish rots from the head down. This team was horrible this year. It's horrible. Brady had a horrible year. Brady looks like he's long in the tooth. Brady looks like he is, finally Father Time has caught up with him. But the idea that Byron Leftwich getting fired is going to turn this around and it's the start of a complete gutting. Please, again, fish rots from the head down. Let's get a new coach in Tampa. This guy, if anybody doesn't think there was a dramatic drop-off from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, give your head a shake. This was a precipitous drop. And, Brady got the rap of being a coach killer that, he and Arians were banging heads. Hey, listen, they may have banged heads. Brady banged heads with Belichick, too. Guess what? 6 Super Bowls. What did Brady do year number one in Tampa? Okay, he won a Super Bowl. I think it's a good sign when Brady pounds heads, bangs heads with a head coach, usually a good sign that there's enough divisiveness and a difference of opinion to where, it's going to ratchet up the fervor a notch or two, a decibel or two. And I'm not saying he and Bowles weren't, divided at times. But listen, Tampa was impossible to watch this year. Seriously, if you're even if you're a less than all-in discerning football NFL consumer, if you watched a lion's share of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, you walked away shaking your head. Even when they won, they were impossible to watch. They were impossible. You could not enjoy them. Even that game back on September 11th when they beat Dallas, who blew them out Monday night, it was painful to watch. It was just awful. They field goals, red zone failures, drop balls, terrible passes, no protection. And then listen, we don't have to go through the whole scenario again, but Brady, you know, the 11-day vacation, got to go spend time with family, the ultimate family guy. And then he comes back, and then the divorce situation, and he, even prior to that, all sorts of injuries, the all-pro center Jensen, offensive guard, tackle, his blind side was dinged up with injuries, and the beat goes on. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But the idea that Byron Leftwich is the fall guy, and I know they're gonna cut some more heads, lop off some more heads there. Bowles should be out. But enough on that. I can't do any more Brady. I can't do it. Lamar Jackson, look, he's got four or five options. There could be a trade. He's got the preferred tag, which would put him at around $45 million. Or he gets tagged, and then he can shop, talk to other teams, match. Two first-round picks would go the other way. I mean, these are all – you know, procedural things in the NFL. Look, he's been banged up. I mean, is Lamar – the question you have to ask yourself if you're Baltimore is, are they going to get a quarterback that's going to fulfill, you know, a high-end five-year – is he going to be a high-end quarterback for the next 5 years? And I'm going to tell you, with a running style that he brings to the fore, I think it's debatable. I can see why Baltimore might have some, you know, cause for pause here. They do have cause for pause because of the style of which he is, you know, it's in his DNA. He's a running quarterback, and he's going to take hits. And, you know, he'll have, you know, the MVP year 2019, what was it? 36, 37 some odd touchdowns. He had another 7 on the ground, 1,200 yards rushing. He's not going to sustain that for the next 60 months, next 5 years. That's not happening. So, listen, if Baltimore does bite the bullet here and commit to the 231 or the 232 or the 230 and a penny so he can get more than the disgraced Deshaun Johnson, then Baltimore's telling you, look, they expect to get 2-3 more quality years. If they get a fourth year, they're loving life. The signing bonus will front load a lot of this. And then if they get 3-4 solid years out of him, then it's probably going to be worth it. And if he fulfills the 5 years, then they're over the moon, overjoyed. So that's where I go with Lamar guy. I think the odds right now about 70, probably 80-20 that he goes back to. Man, you know what? 75-25. I could see that. That could get a little sticky late. It just could. I could see them trending towards a deal, and then there's a last-minute thing. It's not like it's a physical thing, but they're going to want to look at that knee closer, so maybe it will be a medical determination down the stretch. You know, because like in any deal, the first, the first 5% and the last 5% out of any deal are the hardest to get to. You know, the first 5% of that deal, you got to say, okay, yeah, we want to make the commitment for 5 years. The next 90% is easy. Let's put the figures together. Numbers are bandied about. The media starts to do it. Both parties kind of negotiate a little bit through the media. One side gets a little, you know, antsy. The other side's cool cucumber. Next thing you know, the last 5% of any deal, very, very difficult to push across the finish line. I don't think that's going to be any different. So that's where we go. All right, let's switch over to the NBA. Listen, watching Sacramento. Now, look, you got elite teams in the West. You got Denver, you've got Memphis, and then, you know, you've got a drop-off. Minnesota's not fired yet this year. They're just not firing. You know, we had high expectations, you know, 2 years ago for the Lakers, and they looked so dysfunctional. Boy, last night, too, there was a sequence in that game. Russell Westbrook, you know, at the shot clock, hoisting up a three. LeBron looks at him like he's got four heads, air ball. What a mess. It's almost impossible to watch the Lakers. But that being said, you look out west. But all of a sudden right now, in a little cluster there in the west, pops up the Sacramento Kings. And this is a team, folks. De'Aaron Fox is a slicer, a dicer, kind of a slasher, little lefty, another one of the many from Kentucky in the NBA. He looks outstanding. They got a kid out of Bowling Green, Rashawn Holmes, who gives them some quality minutes. But the two Iowa kids, Harrison Barnes, who's closing in on what is ninth, tenth year. He had he obviously was with, you know, Golden State, and then with Dallas. He's been around a little bit. But Harrison Barnes really doing a nice job. And Sacramento, look at this is an NBA wasteland. This is, you know, you don't get on TV much. You know, I mean, the NBA ticket kind of gives you what you need to if you're an NBA junkie, but you're not going to see Sacramento. Now you might see that a little bit. And then Keegan Murray, the rookie out of Iowa, nice little player. You know, he's had a few injuries, but he's got a nice perimeter game. By the way, he's got a brother who's on the Iowa team who's going to be a nice NBA player too. Their dad, Kenyon Murray, back in the 90s at Iowa. It's a nice story. It really is. This Sacramento team, folks, I tell you, if I lived out there, I'd see them as many home games as I could see. I love this team. I don't even know how to compare them, who to compare them to. I thought of the – but they don't have that phenom. I was going to say the Sixers back in the 80s and 90s. It's just a, it's a fun team to watch. They're unselfish. They defend. They score like crazy. And when I say they defend in little chunks if they have to. In other words, they'll get down and they'll defend, but they prefer to play the NBA kind of like a quasi-old ABA style, up and down the court. They don't burn much of the shot clock. Fox is just – and last night his game was just phenomenal. Great example of why I loved De'Aaron Fox was his performance last night. Probably at 30, 32. Very, very solid performance. So that's where we get started today. We'll come back. Dom's download. We got to do the NFL, the playoffs. Of course, we're getting down to crunch time. We'll be, you know, really down to the final four here. It's getting to be very exciting. So we'll look at that, and away we go. And we're looking for upsets. We're looking for upsets. So Dom's download coming up here. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. Across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM. Keep it right here. We'll keep you with sports interviews and highlights throughout the night.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports. I'll run through these. We'll get Dom's download here in a moment. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM American Forces Radio Network. They were longtime favorites, one of the best, I think, sports talk duos in the country. Mike and the Mad Dog, they're going to reunite February 1st on Stephen A. Smith's. We look forward to that. We'll put Mike Francesa, Christopher Mad Dog Russo in with Stephen A. Man, that'd be some yelling and screaming on that set. Saturday, again, 4:30 East, NBC. I'll run through this real quick, and then we're going to get Dom in here to do the download and see if he and I can agree on an upset. I think the NFC is going to have a up-and-down weekend, and I'll explain in a moment. We get Tirico, Collingsworth, Melissa Stark on the sideline, NBC. That's 4:30 East. And then the late game Giants Eagles on Fox. We're going to get Joe Davis, Daryl Johnson, Oliver, and Christina Pink on the sideline. And there we go. On Sunday, this will be 3 ECBS. Of course, you're going to get the A team there with Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Tracy Wolfson will command the sidelines. And then Dallas, San Francisco, Fox late, their A team, Kevin Burkhart, Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi, the sidelines, and away we go. All right, Dom's download presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne. Again, a 7-state Midwestern footprint. What does Vanguard do? Well, they go out and put those little mini flags in the ground to show excavating companies when they're dealing with expansion in communities and municipalities. Before they tear into the ground, they got to protect the existing infrastructure, even if they're replacing it or fixing it. And so that's what Vanguard Utility Partners does, and they really, really do excel at it. Randy Byrne has been very good to the program, and we appreciate him. All right, let's get to it. Dom, what do you think there? You heard the menu of games. Do you have one, possibly two, or do you think it's going to be a chalky and really good for the favored teams this weekend as we get ready for the divisional round of the playoffs? What do you think?
So I think it's going to be chalky. I think the favorites are going to win each game. However, I could see potentially up to 3 upsets. Let me put it this way. It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be taken aback like, oh my goodness, that team won. But if I could see a scenario playing out where the Giants beat the Eagles, the Cowboys beat the 49ers, and the Bengals beat the Bills. I don't think it's going to happen, but I can see a path in which one or all 3 of those games come to fruition like that.
All right, we're going to take a deeper dive into these now. I like the way you said Giants-Eagles at the beginning, because this is where I'm going right now. I think the Giants have a lot of momentum right now, and Philadelphia has got question marks. A layoff, which is, that's what the one seed gets, and you want a layoff. You want to be rested, especially when you got your injured quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Okay, that being said, coaching-wise, big edge to the Giants. I think the Giants benefited from playing last week, obviously, because they had to play. Number one, they're the 6th seed, and they won the football game. And they beat a team that this year, won a record amount of games when they had the last possession. And in close games, you couldn't beat the Vikings until you could. And we saw that. That being said, and the reason why I say that, Daboll has been what the doctor ordered for quarterback Daniel Jones. I don't think it's a coincidence, Dom, that all of a sudden Daniel Jones is really starting to get it and really get some adhesion to his offensive mindset and his physical performance out there as a quarterback for the New York Football Giants. I don't think it's any coincidence that Brian Daboll has kind of shepherded him into a very solid performing quarterback. Number one. And then you've got a healthy Saquon Barkley, and you got some other guys defensively that are getting after the ball. They got some game, they got some gamers on defense. Don't look now. I think the Giants, teams can improve markedly within the context of a season. I don't think this is the same Giants team we saw back in September. So I'll take a deeper dive with you. I agree with you. I think this is, of all the live dogs, of all the teams poised for an upset, I'm putting the Giants at the top of that list. So my question for you is, why are the Giants vastly improved in your opinion?
I think it's exactly what you said. Once Saquon Barkley is healthy, when you have a Pro Bowl caliber running back who's healthy, it changes everything because teams can't sit back and like, all right, Wayne Gallman's not going to beat us. We'll make Daniel Jones beat us, and he's not going to beat us either. It's a completely different dynamic because now you have to respect the run game, which opens up play action. And like you said, Brian Daboll has unlocked the next level of Daniel Jones. And I think a large part of that was a psychological thing for Jones. Daboll has clearly told him and gotten through to him like, hey, don't be afraid to go for it. If a result is a mistake, a turnover out of a play of aggression where you had an opportunity to make a big play, they're supporting him. And what happened? He has had less turnovers. Daniel Jones, who has been prone to interceptions and fumbles throughout his entire career so far, I think had no more than 10 turnovers this season. A marked improvement. And also, they're giving him a lot more designed runs. Daniel Jones is not at the top of the list when you think of the most dynamic running quarterbacks, but the guy gets it done on the ground. So I think Daboll has done a few different things with Daniel Jones as a tongue twister. That has unlocked the next level of his game, and I think he might be the long-term answer in New York if they can keep him playing at this level.
Yeah, and a lot of people scratched their head when the Giants drafted him, but and Daboll wasn't even in the equation. I mean, he was not even in the equation. So it's phenomenal the job he's done. I tell you, I'm into that Philly. I'm into all four games, but I am into that Giant-Eagle game Saturday night. I am pumped up for that game. All right, the other one you mentioned was, and I agree too, Buffalo, you know, hair on fire twice this year at home to beat the Miami Dolphins. And this week, you know, the Dolphins had a third-string quarterback in Skylar Thompson and blah, blah, blah. But listen, I would say this. There's going to be a great groundswell. You know DeMar Hamlin's going to roll out with that team on Saturday, on Sunday. You know that's coming down the pike. Early game on Sunday. Burrow and the Bengals off the Super Bowl. This usually a Super Bowl runner-up, you know, can have a pullback year. Well, this year it was the Rams who pulled back big time. They won the Super Bowl, and the wheels came off. I mean, just a terrible, terrible hangover from winning that Super Bowl a year ago. That being said, here we go. You got the Bengals with a very balanced offense. They come at you with three prolific receivers. They can run the ball. They can play. They can shorten it up. Extremely well coached. Excellent coach. Again, and a quarterback who can execute. I think this is going to be a very tricky spot for Buffalo. Listen, as much as the Hamlin thing can lift this team, and I think it will, I think there's a limited and an expiration date on that. And I predicted this against the Patriots the following week, and they played on sheer emotion when they beat New England in that game. I'm predicting and feeling that letdown scenario that I referenced a couple of weeks ago might be in play this week. And you'd say, well, wait a second. They're one win away from getting to the AFC Championship game. How could you possibly think they're going to let down? Look, it's been an incredible fortnight for this team. It's exhausting, the media, which they're used to anyways. Josh Allen's performance, you know, they started to hint last week of a little bit of letdown. It could take on the traction and take on the look and envelop this team in a letdown scenario. And the last team that you want to let down against, in my opinion, Dominic Jimenez, would be the Cincinnati Bengals. This could be a very, very sticky spot for the Buffalo Bills. What say you about Buffalo?
I don't want to necessarily say it's going to be a letdown, but we saw that they're not clicking on all cylinders. It was a divisional game against the Bills, but it was the Dolphins, excuse me, but it was a third-string quarterback, as you alluded to, Skylar Thompson, carving them up and doing things. So Buffalo definitely not playing the cleanest of football right now, and we saw what happened with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They got the job done. So I have no fear that Joe Burrow is going to get the ball to T. Higgins, to Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, Hayden Hurst, Joe Mixon out of the backfield. Has been catching four or five balls every game lately, it seems like. The two things that concern me, though. One, Cincinnati will be missing three starting offensive linemen. That's a concern because the offensive line wasn't great to start with, and now you've got three backups in there. And two, the weather is going to dictate what type of game we're going to get. As of right now, it's forecast to be kind of cold rain, almost hail, but not quite snow. So those elements can have a huge impact in the type of game we get, because if it is like that and the passing conditions become terrible, now the game is in the hands of Joe Mixon. The game is in the hands of Devin Singletary and James Cook, Josh Allen to an extent. And that's not how these teams are wired. They're capable of running the ball, but they're wired to get it done through the air. So I think that could come into play, the weather. It's something to watch.
All right. The other two games, I don't see any problem for San Francisco. Dallas is not going to be well-rested. Prescott, you're asking him to put together two phenomenal games in a row. Hey, maybe he can do it. He could move forward off that effort Monday. I don't see it. I think San Francisco is just heads and shoulders. I think it's going to be a double-digit win for the Niners. I really do. Something in the order of 31-21, and I'd be surprised if they even gave up three touchdowns. So that being said, and I just don't think Jacksonville's got enough. I really don't. Real quick, you know what? Save it for the other side. I'll have you weigh in on those two because we are up against the break. I want to tell you about Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Bird. Again, for infrastructure, they want to make sure there's no accidents. They do an outstanding job. And a seven-state Midwestern footprint. Speaking of Midwest, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, Muggsy's, a Pizza House. Be here for Saturday at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Sunday as well for all the pregame festivities. In-game action on 44 plasma TVs. This place is going to be absolutely bursting at the seams. Get down here for all the action. Muggsy's, Pizza House, Irish Pub, football Saturday, NFL double dip. Right back at it on Sunday. You'll be seeing double this weekend with double headers on each day. We look forward to it. We're coming back here, Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell on Sirius XM as well, across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We'll finish up with Dom's download. Here we go, overtime with Dom. We just want to get to the two games we don't think are in danger of being upsets. Maybe he does. I don't. I think Kansas City is going to wallop Jacksonville. But, hey, listen, they got to play the game. But I think that's got 35, maybe 17. But it's going to be a walloping. And then I ditto. It's going to be double digits for sure, in my opinion. Niners and Cowboys. Dom, let's start with Kansas City. That'll be the early game on Saturday. That'll get the weekend playoffs underway. How are you seeing that one?
Given the energy that Jacksonville had to expend to come back from, was it 27-0 against the Chargers, I think they're most likely in for a quote-unquote letdown out of any team. Obviously, the expectations increased a little bit. They're going to be feeling really good about themselves, but I think just from an energy standpoint, they're not going to be able to hang with a rested Chiefs offense, let alone the pressure that the defense can get on Trevor Lawrence. I agree with you. I think double digits is the way to go with this one in Kansas City's favor.
Yeah, and it could get ugly. And if they get down big, it could really be embarrassing. All right, let's get to the late game. We start early on Saturday with the Chiefs-Jags. The weekend, the curtain falls on the weekend, probably 10:30 Eastern time on Sunday night. Niners and Cowboys. This takes us back to the 80s and 90s with, Montana and the great Cowboy team. So away we go. How do you see this one, Niners and Cowboys?
I think the Niners are going to win, taking off my, red and gold colored glasses here. I think the 49ers win. But like I was saying when we got started with this, if the Cowboys win, I wouldn't be that surprised. The 49ers defense has been vulnerable lately, both on the ground and especially through the air. You've got guys like Dalton Schultz, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup playing all well. They're all healthy, which is actually the key figure, is they're all healthy and they're playing well. You got Zeke and Tony Pollard in the backfield. Dak's playing some of the best football of his career. If he can string a few together, I could see a scenario in which the Cowboys win. And we don't know about Brock. I know he's been so good, but he hasn't played a top-tier defense yet, and what the Cowboys' defense can do, we're going to have to see how Brock handles it. He struggled in the first half against Seattle. Seattle does not have a great defense, and Brock struggled, so we'll have to see how he handles further adversity in an excellent Cowboys defense.
Yeah, like you said, the stage is getting bigger, the light's brighter. Brock Purdy, all eyes on him, but so far, he's passed each and every test. All right, good job. We appreciate it, Dom's download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners. Then again, to review, Muggsy Sports Radio this weekend, 11 o'clock Saturday in the Midwest. If you're in the central Iowa area, central northern, even southern part of Iowa, and you're making your way up to the state capitol, Pleasant Hill, right? Just a little bit north and east of the Iowa State Fairgrounds, Muggsy's Pizza House. An Irish pub, and this place has got 40-some-odd plasma TVs. So the Chiefs pregame festivities begin at 11. Again, that game kicks at, 3:30. So that's plenty of time. So anytime between 11 and 3:30, come on in, and it's a great place. So they'll have some food specials, drink specials. It'll be a great place to watch your NFL football. Then the Saturday night game, Saturday night date night, going to see a lot of people in here eating dinner. And then getting ready for a Giants-Eagles game, which I'm going to go on record saying this is going to be the best game of the weekend. I really feel it. I think this is going to be a NFC East slobber knocker. I think this is going to be hard-hitting. There's a lot of mobility, obviously, with Hurts and some of the skill players with Philadelphia. There's no question about that. But this Giant team and Daboll have just captivated me. I just love the way they're playing right now. I can't wait to see how their game plan comes out. Look, Daniel Jones could absolutely lay an egg, and if he does, there won't be enough Saquon Barkley to stem the tide. It could get ugly. I don't see it. I just don't. I think Brian Daboll is maniacal with his game preparation. And I think the Giants are going to be omni-prepared for this task. I think this is going to harken back to 86, 87, that stretch of games, 91 when, you know, and then the Super Bowl in 92 in Whitney Houston. Look, they did it with Jeff Hostetler, for crying out loud. This is just going to be, in my opinion, just a fascinating, incredibly entertaining game. And I'm probably putting the hex on it right now. But I'm really looking forward to this game. As you head to Sunday, look, Buffalo, there could be that, you know, the 12th man and all this other stuff and the, you know, the DeMar Hamlin thing. I just feel that letdown situation. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. You've seen this historically happen before. I'll give you some examples. We saw it with the Patriots, you know, although they, you know, that first Super Bowl, don't forget, people don't realize in January of 2002, you know, it was Drew Bledsoe, not Tom Brady, that beat Pittsburgh on January 27th, 2002. In Pittsburgh. Don't forget that, because Brady got hurt and it was Bledsoe who came off the bench. You couldn't even possibly imagine the ding and dong. I mean, Bledsoe loses his job when he gets labeled, when he gets a punctured lung. I believe Brian Cox of the Jets leveled the hit, if memory serves. And then Brady, of course, you know, sixth-round pick out of Michigan, ends up with the reins and leads them to the Super Bowl. Okay, we know that. But don't forget, on that day, January 27th, 2002, it was Bledsoe, when Brady went down, who came out and rescued him. They dinged and donged about as well as you possibly could. Don't look now. Today is the anniversary of the Tuck Rule game. On a windswept, snowy Saturday night in Foxborough, by the way, at the old stadium, yes, the old stadium. I think it might have been the last game, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go look that up. Again, I'm just relegating this to just sheer memory. But this is the anniversary of the Tuck Rule game against the Raiders. And, you know, Gruden will go to his grave. The craziness, the Vinatieri kicks, the Tuck Rule, the video's up. You can see it anywhere you want on the web today, YouTube or otherwise. Twitter, it's out there. Facebook, it's just a click away. It was the rule, the shot heard around the world, football parlance or baseball parlance for a football movie. It was the call heard around the world. It forever changed the game. It just did. And it forever changed careers. It truly meant, at least for the moment, the end of Drew Bledsoe, so to speak, the aforementioned win over Pittsburgh, notwithstanding, but then on to Buffalo. And he had some serviceable years there. It marked the start of Brady. It was a run by the Patriots no one could foresee. The upset over the Rams as nearly 16-point underdogs after 9/11, the first Super Bowl that ever was contested in the month of February. It was scheduled for January, but it didn't take place in January because you had 9/11 and then you had the National Auto Dealers Car Show in New Orleans, and hotel space would not allow for two events at the same time, so they had to move it to February. And the rest is history. All the Super Bowls are played in February. So much has happened since that fateful day some 20 years ago. It's just hard to believe how much one game, one season changed the landscape of the National Football League. And that Tuck Rule, I mean, how many times have we seen it? Hundreds of times over that two-decade period, that 20-year period, plays reviewed. Was the arm going forward? Was the ball, you know, touched before it left the hand? Was the arm going back or was it a forward motion? Countless games have seen that call come into play. It's fascinating to look back. And it's hard to believe that it's been that long and how quickly. It goes to show you, and the older you get, folks, I'm telling you firsthand, the quicker the years go by. So remarkable. All right. You know, listen, this is almost a hard story to navigate. So I'll lead with David Crosby's passing. You know, being my age, you know, 6 decades old, you know, I think of David Crosby. I think of the Birds, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. Drugs, just craziness, dysfunctional family, donating his sperm to, I want to say, Melissa Etheridge. I think of Laurel Canyon. Boy, if you want to see a documentary about music, the Troubadour in Los Angeles, the Eagles, Henley, Glenn Frey, Jackson Brown, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Linda Ronstadt, The Beat Goes On. It is a tremendous documentary. I want to say it's on Netflix, but it's probably, it might even be Amazon Prime. I'll probably look it up during the break, but if not, we'll visit it down the road. Laurel Canyon, great series, tremendous series. But yeah, David Crosby. And you know, it's speaking of 20-some-odd years ago, it was about that time where I saw him at a little outpost in New England called Look Park in Northampton, Massachusetts. A nice little park, not far from a little country club across the way. It's a family recreational center with, you know, little paddle boats and a picnic area and softball fields, and you can play horseshoes, and there's a little train that goes around the place. Look Park, L-O-O-K, Look Park. And there's an outdoor amphitheater there, small in nature. It's not like Saratoga Performing Arts Center, the Tweeter Center, or any of the big edifices like the one you see up in Chicago, north of North Chicago area. No, this is a very small amphitheater, and David Crosby performed, and I want to say with his son, but I'm not 100% sure because I'm going back 2 decades. But man, the guy could still play. He could still play. He could still sing. He didn't mail it in. It was one of these Sunday afternoon deals, like a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock on a hot August day. David Crosby. The other one is Dennis Eckersley's daughter, Alexandra, who gave birth to a baby in the woods in New Hampshire. She's living in a tent, homeless. You know, Dennis Eckersley, a Hall of Fame baseball player, excellent broadcaster. It's the story is hard to read, and it's in today's Boston Globe. It's a very difficult read. It's one of the saddest. You know, I even almost hesitate to even bring it up, but it's just a just to show you the sadness of debilitating mental illness with Allie Eckersley and this guy, this 45-year-old guy who fathered the child, and then the child born outdoors in sub-freezing temperatures outside of Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a difficult story to read and to even process, but just the thoughts and prayers go out to the Eckersley family, just the enormity of her sickness. And the baby, miraculously, so far so good, has survived this ordeal. And it was a trail of blood from her own delivery of this child, which alerted someone and got medical personnel there in the wooded area near the tent for where she was delivering this child, where she was living for the last, I think they said 5 years in the article. They got her to the medical center in Manchester, neighboring Manchester, New Hampshire. They're not releasing the condition of the baby. I don't even think they've even divulged the sex of the child, but really, really, really heavy-hearted story in today's Boston Globe. And of course, then you've got the Brian Walsh, Anna Walsh situation too. The papers were difficult to read. Online material today was difficult to read. All right, so there's our look at the real world colliding with the sports world. We'll come back. We'll take a look at what we got tonight. Some NBA action, double dip on TNT, Celtics Warriors, get it going. Very soon, we'll follow that throughout the night. Brooklyn Phoenix, late into the night. We look forward to it on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. We're at Muggsy's Sports Radio for the weekend. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Home stretch. I'll do a little puck tonight too. Bruins Rangers. I had a really nice interest in that Bruins Islanders game last night. Charlie McAvoy, who I think he was drafted by the Bruins and went to Minnesota, came back to Boston from Long Beach, right down the road from UBS where the Islanders play. Bruins got that done last night. Also, Derek Forbort, a kid out of Duluth, Minnesota for the Bruins. So nice job. And I think Marchand had one as two, and Allmark solid in net for the Bruins. They got down 1-0 in that game. So a little puck tonight, and then the Wild and the Hurricanes, you know, for you Minnesota Wild fans within the sound of my voice, I throw that little bone out there for you. But Rangers, Bruins tonight, pretty good too. Don't forget, it's going to be a Muggsy's NFL weekend. Muggsy's will be open and ready to rock and roll with a Chiefs pregame get-together starting at 11. That game kicks at 3:30. And same deal on Sunday. Get out and enjoy the NFL playoffs. And Ron Burkle, good job out of him. And Jim, the staff here, working very, very hard. So looking forward to a big weekend here as well. Ron Burkle also does some residential and commercial real estate with the Berkshire Hathaway Group over in Omaha. So we look forward. They're going to be great hosts this weekend. We're going to have a busy wait staff. It's going to be very, very busy. So get out here early. Enjoy the games. Tonight, you got an NBA double dip. Boston and Golden State will get it going here very quickly. Always like that Thursday night TNT. And then you got Phoenix and Brooklyn. Boy, Brooklyn was on fire, but boy, Durant. Look at, he's been hurt so much. And granted, he had the Achilles and has made a great comeback from that. But Brooklyn tonight, in the deep end of the pond, I think, against Phoenix. So we look forward to that as well. Back at it tomorrow on a Football Friday with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night. Keep it right here. Dom's Download. is going to be up on the podcast tonight on my Facebook page, Marty Terrell, T-I-R-R-E-L-L. We look forward to it. SportsBylineBroadcast.com or SportsByline.com and click on the Listen Live as well. Scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night. Enjoy your sports overnight. Back at it tomorrow on a Football Friday. Adios from Muggsy Sports Radio, Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Good night.